Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
Was as choppy for everybody else as it was for me. But anyways, this is the Thursday edition of Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big Jack, and we're going to roll along here by ourselves as Dan is running a few minutes late. If you'd like to call into the podcast and help me out till Dan gets here, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need, head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Now, you know, the blogs go up over there on Wednesdays and Saturdays. So if you just didn't happen to get over there yesterday to check out the new blog, it's still hanging out there waiting for you. So swing on by and give it a look. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, all you have to do is click the link, and that'll take you over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. And you know the deal. You went all the way over there. You might as well give it a like, right? I mean, what else is going on? Don't forget we also have the Twitter feed, which is, oh, yeah, you know what this is, too. It's at Sports Time Radio. Now, I am also on Twitter. I am at Burke Time, and that's B-U-R-K-E-T-I-M-E. All right. Well, it looks like the NHL has lost – seems like quite a few games lately to the COVID-19 outbreak. They had three games canceled tonight already, well, postponed, as they put it. The Buffalo Sabres at the New York Islanders, the New Jersey Devils at the Pittsburgh Penguins, and the Minnesota Wild at the Colorado Avalanche have all been postponed for tonight. But there still is a really good slate of games on the NHL schedule. We have the Washington Capitals at the New York Rangers, the Nashville Predators at the Florida Panthers, the Dallas Stars at the Columbus Blue Jackets. That game's actually available on the Mickey Mouse Plus Network there. The Ottawa Senators are at the Montreal Canadiens. The Vancouver Canucks are at the Toronto Maple Leafs. That game is also available on the Mickey Mouse Plus deal. If you have that, you have your choice of two games. The Carolina Hurricanes are here in Chicago to take on the Blackhawks. The Arizona Coyotes are at the St. Louis Blues, and the Calgary Flames are at the Winnipeg Jets. And all the games start by 7 o'clock, so they're all pretty early start times tonight if you're looking for an NHL game to watch, or if you're streaming them, they're definitely out there. I am kind of curious to know how the NHL is going to kind of work out, maybe evening the schedule, because, as of right now, the team that's played the most games is the Vancouver Canucks with 13. The other side of that spectrum are the Florida Panthers, who have only played 6 games. Interestingly enough, the Panthers are undefeated. They're 5-0-1 in their 6 games. It'll be interesting to see how they try to make these up or juggle these when it comes to the end of the season and the playoffs. So I don't quite know, how they'll work on it or anything like that. We're just going to have to kind of wait and see. And as of right now, there are 3 teams with 16 points on the season. The Boston Bruins, the Philadelphia Flyers, and the Montreal Canadiens. The Bruins and the Canadiens have each played 10 games, while the Flyers have played 11. So, obviously playing more games gives you an advantage to score more points. So, it's just going to be how they work things out or what they decide to do. And, maybe they'll make them up like baseball makes up rainouts, and they'll just plug them in when it, you know, when it it's available for the teams to get together. So yeah, I don't know. We'll, you know, we'll kind of have to wait and see. But you know, while we are on tonight's games, you know, I mentioned Columbus is taking on Dallas, and the Blue Jackets have been going with a goalie, what you would almost call rotation. They have Jonas Korpisalo, and then they've been using Elvis Mertlikins. Yeah, I butchered all of those. Well, anyways, Elvis unfortunately got injured during practice and actually had to be assigned to injured reserve. So if you're a fantasy hockey player, it's definitely going to be Jonas who gets the start tonight. And you've got to figure he'll be number one until Elvis returns. They, you know, they list it being that the NHL, this is just an upper body injury. And he's listed as day-to-day, but of course going on the injured reserve means he's going to be out for some time. They did move Matthias Vlinek up to the roster as the second goalie. He was on the club's taxi squad. And they, you know, and they also did recall Cam Johnson from Cleveland. That's their American League hockey team, to take the to take Matias's spot on the taxi squad. So, you know, and Elvis had been posting good numbers. He was 2-2-1 with a 2.76 goals against average, and he had a 9.13 save percentage. So, you know, it was it's a pretty big loss for the Blue Jackets. Luckily, I don't have him as one of my goalies, so I won't have to shuffle around my fantasy hockey lineup or anything. But we'll, you know, we'll see. I'm sure somebody in our league does, because it's 20 teams, and we'll just have to see what they do and, you know, who they pick up. But Dan, you didn't have Elvis on your team?
No. Is he on the Vegas Knights?
No, he's on the Columbus Blue Jackets. But it would be cool if he was on the Vegas Knights, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, no. So, you know, sadly, Dan, my fantasy hockey team is still struggling to score. I can't seem to put the puck in the net. But I'm hoping as things move along, they will get better as I continue to look for guys. But that's just, you know, I'm realizing now that I have to stop buying the Johnny Gaudreau hype, because this is 2 years in a row that I've had him, and he just hasn't produced for me even early on. So I got to stop buying into him thinking he's going to be a quality
what
goal
team is he
scorer.
With?
He's with Calgary.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're right. He's got the name value. Isn't that what it is?
Yeah, and, you know, I'm stupid enough to keep buying it. And then, you know, I ended up with Patrick Kane, who got off to a slow start. He did have a couple goals last night, so I'm hoping he's heating up. You know, that would obviously be a big benefit for my team. But yeah, I started off in a hole. I was 5-11 both of the first 2 weeks. So I need to get something rolling, and just hope that somebody out there starts to score for my team.
Now, you know, this is super minor, but, you know, I had Patrick Kane on my team the 1 year, and his injury, you know, killed my season. And, you know, kind of going forward, I decided to stay away from him. I think more of it is being superstitious than anything. Do you kind of fall into that trap sometimes too?
Yeah, you know, there are guys that, for whatever reason, I have no luck with. I just kind of end up hiding from them, and I'm like, yeah, no, I'm going to avoid this guy and see what else I can find. Just one of those things. But you know, for the most part, I try to keep a relatively open mind, and just, you know, if it's a good player, I'm okay. You know, it's like, it's okay, go ahead and, you know, take him. So, you know, I do seem to do it more than in baseball than I do in the other sports. But yeah, you know, and I don't know about you, but you know, these postponements are really beginning to affect my team. It's getting more difficult to get a lineup together. And if you're a fantasy player, you got to make sure, especially in hockey where they seem to have a lot of postponements, you've got to make sure you're checking that lineup every day to make sure you've got guys who are playing.
Well, and you'll laugh because of the way their new schedule is. Somehow I drafted all the guys that are on teams that kind of follow this every other day schedule. So there's at least one or two days a week where I literally have either nobody on the board or maybe just one guy. You know, it's kind of bizarre. But, you know, and then the other days I'll have every one of my guys is starting, and I'm like, but you're right, you have to check to see who's being, you know, out because of postponement or COVID. You know, they're out because they're quarantining. And
yeah, so yeah, it makes it, you know, very, you know, kind of up and down. You know, it makes it a little rough to figure things out on kind of like, hey, who's, you know, who's doing what, or, you know, how it works out. But I did see, and I was kind of surprised when I was looking at stats, that Tyler Toffoli is actually the leading goal scorer in the NHL. Now, he's only one ahead of Connor McDavid and Brock Boucher, but still, at, you know, 9 goals in 10 games isn't too bad. And I got to tell you, Dan, when his name came up, he may have been a dollar guy in our league. So whoever picked him up ended up with a really good deal.
Was he just a rookie kind of coming out of nowhere? Or?
Oh, no. He's been around for a while. I believe he may have won a Stanley Cup with the Kings back in the day. I'll have to see here and take a gander at his player card, but I remember him being around the league for a few years. But yeah, I don't remember him as a big time goal scorer. But yeah, he spent, about 7.5 years with the Kings. And then he was with Vancouver last, moved on to Montreal. So yeah, he's been around a while, but you know, he's only got one 30 goal season. So he's out of the gate pretty hot. You wonder, you know, and you do wonder if he'll keep it rolling. You know, that's always a question mark with anybody. But yeah, I you know, it would have been nice if I would have spent the extra buck or two and picked up a guy like that. But you know, it just didn't work out for me, and now I'm paying the price. So, and how is your team doing after a couple weeks in the books? Are they performing up to your expectations?
You know, of course, I wish it was a little better, but, you know, coming into week three, right now I'm down by 2 points, but, you know, it's only, what's today? Oh, wow, today's Thursday.
Thursday.
<Yeah.
laughs> I was going to say it's only Wednesday, but, you know, it was garbage night last night. You know, it's for me, it's been pretty close. Last week I lost by a point. The first week, you know, I was up by three. So I forget where I'm sitting at. You know, you're sitting really pretty down at 19. So I feel a little better.
Yeah.
I'm first in my division, but technically I'm in eighth place. So, you know, it is what it is. So I don't know how the playoff seating set up, but if you still have it granted to the division winner, that'll be nice for me if I can stay in that position. But, you know, one of the things, Big Jack, and I'm trying to get prepared, and I'm glad you brought this up, but, you know, we're kind of going into fantasy, you know, with baseball coming up. So one of the things I've been looking at, and I'm hoping to maybe add a little value to the guys that stick around, not to say that, you know, the newbies wouldn't get access, but I'm trying to find ways to just beef up, maybe not kind of like bring it a little bit like football, where, you know, the thing that you and I both like about Yahoo with football season, and I just don't understand why they don't have a developer who can't come up with a quick query workflow, whatever, to present like your weekly stats. You know, I like ball. I think that's the biggest reason I like it, more so because I don't know NFL guys greatly, but, you know, they give you a good recap. Why did you win? You know, and it's not super detailed. It's pretty simple, but, you know, your guy did this, his guy didn't. You know, it's kind of cool. So I'm hoping to try to figure out some stuff using the stats that Yahoo provides to maybe come up with something. So I'm kind of testing the waters right now, Big Jack, with, you know, our hockey and our basketball. And what I'm starting with is just mainly looking at the team stats so that, you know, maybe I could, I just started looking at the other night, so I'll share kind of what I'm finding with you over the night, over this weekend, possibly. But, you know, just kind of looking at the records, you know, for instance, you know, looking, if you go into, you know, just where the managers are, you can see what everyone's done, you know, which is the free throws, you know, free throw percentage. So, you know, it'll have in there what Yahoo provides, and it's updated, you know, for the full season, like, you know, let's just say you won six of them and you didn't lose any, or, you know, kind of that way. So I think it would help, definitely help myself, and I think you too, kind of search for, you know, specific stats. And I figure maybe if we can add that to our fantasy league, maybe we can, you know, kind of weed out some of the dead teams.
Yeah.
Plus, I want to know for my own self. You know.
Well, that, you know, that'll be good. But, you know, and on a, you know, a more positive spin for me, my fantasy basketball team is off to a very average start instead of being in the cellar. And there are five games tonight, Dan, and the TNT has the doubleheader, so you can watch some basketball tonight. We have the Utah Jazz at the Atlanta Hawks. Then the first game on TNT has the Golden State Warriors at the Dallas Mavericks. So you can watch your guy Kristaps Porzingis. That's an early start, though, Dan, 6:30. You'll have to be ready for that. Then the Portland Trailblazers are at the Philadelphia 76ers. The Houston Rockets are at the Memphis Grizzlies. And then TNT wraps up with the Denver Nuggets at the Los Angeles Lakers. So, you know, that'll be interesting. Are you going to check your guy Porzingis out tonight for a little bit?
I think I might have to. You know, if my daughter stays asleep, she fell asleep on the ride here, on the ride home. So.
But, yeah, you know, while we're on the NBA, Dan, I found this kind of interesting with everything going on. And, you know, we've heard all the talk about how baseball is trying to, you know, postpone the start of the season. And I think the government even mentioned that they would like to see him push everything back a month. When it comes to the NBA, Dan, I don't know if nobody cares or if they're immune from criticism, but I don't know if you heard this one or not. They're planning a March 7th All-Star game. Now, unlike the NFL Pro Bowl, which was virtual and had nothing to do with the players actually playing the game, this is set up to be a regular All-Star weekend in Atlanta. And All-Star voting is going on right already. You know, they mentioned the totals, and it's Kevin Durant and LeBron James at the top of the voting. You know, Dan, are you – I don't even know the best way to describe it. Curious maybe on why the NBA is going to go through with this with all the COVID-19 issues?
Well, I mean, they've been traveling, so everyone's been kind of doing what they've been doing. So doesn't surprise me. Is this a fan-friendly thing, or is it just players?
Well, being that it's in Atlanta, there will be fans in attendance.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, I'm not really surprised. I think they've been doing a decent job of kind of controlling their issues with it. So, you know, might as well go forward with it and try it out. You know, and I think that's what baseball needs, though. Baseball needs the NBA to do this. And for it to come out successful.
Right?
Yeah. But, you know, Big Jack, I will have to burst your bubble a little bit and kind of deflect or kind of take the opposite end about, you know, the difference between the Pro Bowl and the All-Star game. I mean, let's be honest, neither game's really worth watching, but if there's any game not worth watching and anything would be more entertaining than watching a Pro Bowl game, would actually be watching NFL players playing John Madden on TV. I'd rather watch that than actually watch a Pro Bowl game.
You know, humorously, and this is one of those things I've never understood. The NFL Pro Bowl does fantastic ratings.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things that is so curious on why that happened.
There's nothing else going on? I don't know.
Yeah,
you know,
you have to wonder.
I think originally when it was done in Hawaii, everyone wanted to see, you know, football in Hawaii. I don't know if that was kind of the attraction to it.
Yeah, but
it's definitely a destination.
You know, it's been a, you know, it's still been a, you know, a good draw, you know, television wise for.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just so kind of odd that, you know, it does so well. So.
Yeah, and I mean, again, I didn't watch anything or, you know, I don't know the whole format, but was it just players on players playing each other in this fantasy thing or?
Wasn't anything that I was interested in. So I didn't even watch it.
I mean, because my only thoughts were it. You know, it's one thing when you have the players playing the players, but I think it would have been kind of a cool thing if they, you know, somehow set up different streams and had, you know, kind of groups of NFL players going up against fans.
Yeah, you know, except I think the problem with that is depending on which fan you get, you know, there could be some serious butt kicking going on.
Yeah, but you know, that's what makes it fun. And you know, if an NFL player is getting that upset over getting beat up on a video game, I mean, they have other psychological problems that they need to figure out.
You know, there are some NFL players who are very good at Madden. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I just, you know, with the way things are and just, you know, the COVID stuff and then just in general, I mean, I think it would be kind of a cool interaction for, you know, I would love to say the younger generation, but you and I both know well there's still men my age and probably your age that are still, you know, we're running out to beat all the kids at getting their PS5, right?
Oh, yeah. I you know, there's guys I work with that are my age and even older that just had to have one. So, you know, and I was just like, well, you know, more power to you. It's not really my thing, but I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to knock you for if you're into it. So, you know, just how it goes. You know, I enjoy, you know, games as much as anybody else. I'm just not, what would you say, that hardcore when it comes to, you know. But, yeah, so I don't know. You see the NBA pulling this off, and do you think they'll eventually, you know, get some scrutiny? Because, you know, obviously from the Mickey Mouse Network, they're free and clear because of that big contract. They're never going to say anything bad. But I know, like, De'Aaron Fox, the Sacramento Kings guard, has already came out and said, this is a stupid idea. So maybe players won't go?
Yeah, but I didn't, you know, is that any different than opting out of last season, you know, out of the remainder of last season? I don't think so.
Yeah, but I think it might draw a little more interest since there's no delay and, you know, we're actually, you know, it'll be basically almost a regular all-star break type of situation.
Yeah, but, you know, it won't be on that level where, you know, you'd have to try to pack in, you know, 30,000 people a day for a weekend and, you know, autographs and this and that and all the other activities. You know, I think after the NBA doing what they did for the bubble last year and just having a full year of dealing with this crap, that they'll be able to set it up where it's, quotation, safe for everybody.
Yeah, well, you know, and of course that's, you know, that's their plan. They've come out and said that, you know, they're going to, you know, make it, you know, make sure it's safe for everybody and all, you know, and all that. So, you know, we'll see. I was really surprised to, you know, kind of see them doing it, you know, that way. And then, you know, I should have probably told you this at first, but I kind of forgot since you weren't here to start the show. And I realized Thursday is your last day of the week with me. I told everybody that you would be making your Super Bowl pick by the end of the podcast today. So, you know, we'll do the usual deal with, you know, who you got, the score, and the MVP. So you got, you know, about 30 minutes or so to think what you're doing. But I don't know if you saw this one today, Dan, and I at first I thought maybe you placed this bet until I saw the person's name. The guy who they call Mattress Mac, and I think he does this just about every year, bet $3.46 million on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to 3.5-point spread. If his bet hits, he'll win $2.7 million. Dan, I got to tell you, first things first, I wish I had the kind of money to make this bet. But I'm dying to know what you think. You like the bet? You know you wish you had that money?
If I had that money, I wouldn't be making the bet.
Well, obviously, if you can bet that kind of money, you can afford it, right?
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, if he makes out, good for him.
So, you know, and I know there was a big, like, $2.2 million bet early on the Buccaneers as well. So all the money is coming in. It seems like it's coming in on Tampa Bay.
Now, is that a thing or a bad thing? Would
you know, I guess it depends where you sit. You know, I mean, you know, I mean, everybody's heard the saying, the house always wins. So there's a reason, you know, Kansas City is favored by 3.5 points. So, you know, you do wonder, you know, how it's going to work out. And, you know, in reality, Dan, you know, the Chiefs got really lucky. I don't know if you caught the story that the team barber actually tested positive for COVID-19 while he was in the building giving haircuts. And the Chiefs had to quarantine about 20 people, including Patrick Mahomes. You know, luckily they've all tested negative, and this happened early enough to where they will clear protocol and not miss the game. But one of the funny things, you know, being a professional stylist yourself, if you get the chance to look at it, the Chiefs backup center, Daniel Kilgore, was actually getting his hair cut when they had to take the barber out of the building. So he posted the photo online, whatever social media he's on, with him with just half a haircut. It's
nice.
Quite humorous. You have the opportunity, you know, you should get out there and find it. And I will post it on the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. So if you just want to follow over there, the link will be there for you to look it up there. But yeah, you know, obviously that would have made a whole difference in the betting as well, had Patrick Mahomes not, been able to play. But then I guess the question, Dan, becomes, would they have played the game?
Oh, if they had and they kind of hit it, I don't know if Roger Goodell would have a job next year.
So, you know, because that would have been, you know, one hell of an advantage if the Chiefs had to go into the game without, you know, 20 players.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and it's interesting that, yeah, whatever. You know, the guy had it, he's getting his hair cut, but nobody, he was around and caught it, so then the mask was working. So then if he still had the mask on, why couldn't he just finish the haircut?
Yeah. Well, apparently, according to, I don't know if it's the NFL's rules or the Chiefs' rules, you know, when they allow people like that in the building, they not only have to wear a mask, they have to wear the face shield, too, as secondary protection. You know, in this case, it worked out. But, you know, again, it's just kind of like, wow. You know, when you think about it, you know, and luckily they have those quick-acting tests now and all the stuff they can get, you know, responses for quickly, because, you know, when he was tested to be allowed in the building, he was negative. So, the other test came through as a positive. So, yeah, they had to get him out of the building right away.
That's just NBA is doing what they have to do to, you know, or NFL teams. But, you know, it just makes you wonder the validity of the tests.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, to be fair, there have been some false positives. So, you know, you do kind of wonder if maybe this was one of them, because I'm not quite sure what the time frame was between the tests, but it had to be a pretty quick turnaround. So you do wonder if maybe there was a false positive with this test. But either way, they did the right thing. They haven't had any positive tests. The Chiefs haven't, from this outcome. So, you know, everything's on track for Sunday. We haven't had any issue. You know, and the, you know, they're still making a big deal out of the fact, Dan, that technically this is a home game for Tampa Bay. Did you see that they will not allow them to fire the cannons like they would for a regular home game if they scored?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was...
I missed that. What did you say? Cannons? What?
Yeah, well, you know, in Tampa Bay, when they score a touchdown, they fire the cannons on the pirate ship.
Oh,
and the NFL has said that they will not be allowed to do that because technically it's not considered a home game for them.
Oh. Well, I mean, it's not the end of the world, right?
No, you know, I mean, in reality, it's no big deal. I just thought it was interesting that, you know, everybody's playing up the fact that, oh, they're playing at home, and it's a big deal they're playing at home. And then it's like, well, you know, is it going to seem like a home game? You know, I mean, if, you know, they're going to have fans, they're going to have limited number. You know, and I'm sure people, you know, from everywhere have been able to get tickets. You know, it's not like they're just limiting it to the Tampa area. So
yeah, oh, I was, you know, I was thrown off by that because I actually didn't realize that the Super Bowl was in Tampa. Sure.
Yeah. So, but yeah, you know, it's just one of those, you know, kind of odd or, you know, unique little stories that popped up when they were discussing all this. And, you know, and then, you know, one of the other quirky things, Dan, that I'm really surprised we haven't seen yet, but it'll probably come up on Sunday. You know, there are those people that have managed to attend every Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But, you know, you do wonder, you know, obviously with, you know, the age of what these people are now, because we're on Super Bowl, what, 50,000 or something like that. You know, would they be able to get there to keep their streak alive?
I don't see why not. I mean, you know, for guys like that, I would think that the NFL would value them and would try to make some extra kind of accommodations to help them get there.
Well, you would think, you know, they would put them in the box with Roger Goodell, right? I mean, hey. So.
I mean, there's those four guys that I've seen on, you know, commercials before. So I know about them. I mean, I can't even imagine to have started, you know, going to the Super Bowl back then and to continue to be able to do it now.
Well, yeah, that would be kind of insane to think about it. You know, and then you sit and think, you know, imagine, you know, the price they pay for the ticket to Super Bowl I and the price you're paying now. You know?
Six times the amount.
You know, even with a limited number of tickets, it may be even more expensive. So, yeah, that could just be kind of nuts to see what, you know, what they're, you know, what they would do or how it would work out. But, you know, like I said, I'm sure somewhere down the line, you know, one of the networks is going to jump on the story and we're going to get to, you know, find out if these guys made it or what the, you know, what actually happened. But, yeah, I just thought it was kind of... You know, kind of a unique little story there. I guess you guys could get there, or you know how it would work out.
Well, and there's the one thing I can say, Big Jack, that I know probably most definitely 100% won't be happening per the team or by the league, especially being in Tampa and it not being quote unquote a home game. I don't think we'll hear any of the Tomahawk chants. I did read today that they're pushing to eliminate that.
Yeah, you know, you do wonder. Well, you know, to be fair, you know, again, I'm sure there'll be plenty of Chiefs fans in attendance. You wonder how many. You know, I guess my question is, Dan, is how do you stop it?
What did they call it? Totalitarianism?
Yes, I'm the
I have no clue. I have no clue. I was just trying to use a big word. You know, where you just start to arrest everyone who does it and kick them out and ban them from life from the NFL stadiums. Is that how you eliminate it?
You know, to be fair, technically, yes. But could you imagine how difficult that would be to...
Yeah. I mean, they did stop people from bringing beach balls in, so...
Yeah. Well, but, yeah, I don't think we'll see it because I don't think there's enough fans for, you know, that to, you know, to land, you know. Oh, so now are you, you know, are you looking forward to the commercials as well, even though some of the normal people won't be there? You know, I know there won't be a Budweiser commercial, so we won't get the call. There's
a couple other
I forgot why they decided that they were going to do it this year. But, yeah, for some reason, you know, it's just not going to gonna happen this year.
Yeah, well, you know, the trouble for me now is I'm old and jaded. So, you know, so, I mean, the fact that over the last few years they started showing them on YouTube early just completely ruined it. You know, it just ruined it. So, you know, because then you turn on your local news or, you know, anything that's any kind of national TV show, and they would just immediately start showing, you know, previews for the commercials. So then when they happen, you're like, well, that was lame. I already seen it, you know. So, you know, maybe there would be that excitement or lore behind seeing the commercials. I just honestly don't think they're that creative anymore.
Well, here you go, Dan. I have your favorite question. Here's why Budweiser won't be airing a commercial. It says here the company has decided to use the marketing funds that would normally go towards the purchasing and all the things that put together the commercial. I'm going to take that money and put it towards COVID-19 vaccination awareness and access. So.
Well, I mean, it's Budweiser, so Budweiser really doesn't need to advertise at the Super Bowl. But
no.
You know, good for them. But, you know, you start, I don't know, I'm just sick of hearing the hero phrase for everybody, you know. Like, I know, I'm
I mean, obviously,
cynical.
You know, and a couple others here, like there won't be a Coke commercial, there won't be a Pepsi commercial. So, you know, they'll be, you know, doing one of those things. It does appear while there won't be a Budweiser commercial, Dan, apparently we may get ads from Michelob Ultra, Bud Light, Stella Artois, and Cutwater Spirits, which are also brands of Anheuser-Busch. So it looks like it's just Budweiser, because obviously that's all of their products. So.
Yeah. See, I mean, their presence is going to be there, so.
Yeah. So, you know, but Pepsi is just putting their money towards the halftime show because they sponsor that. So, you know, and then Coke's quote was, they are investing in the right resources during these unprecedented times. So,
you know what they're all saying. You know,
that means the CEO's getting a bonus?
Oh, well, no, you know what this is all. All they're trying to say is they're just trying to keep their good standing with, you know, their customers, you and I, you know, everybody, that in these times where frivolous money shouldn't be spent, we're not going to spend it. You know, but you turn on any sports game and you'll still see a plethora of advertisements for health insurance. So, put on your foil hats. Yeah. We can go there if you want.
But yeah, you know, it's not like, you know, there's not going to be bills. There are plenty of, you know, companies who, you know, aren't going to jump in on the, you know, this action. So. But yeah, I just thought it was kind of interesting that we won't be able to get the name.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. Like I said, I've kind of lost interest in the commercials since they pretty much show you all the highlights. You know, is Doritos still doing theirs?
You know, I didn't see their name, so I guess so. And I know, you know, like the John Travolta one has already been online. You know, I didn't watch it, but apparently he does some kind of dance with his daughter. So, but yeah, just, you know, one of those deals that just, you know, whatever they're interested in or however it works out, but, you know, more power to them, right?
Exactamundo.
So. You know, give it about, right? You can talk about the.
Talk about the what?
Talk about the commercials.
Yeah, I'm already over the commercial.
Yeah, you know. So, you know, I'm going to tell you the truth, Dan. I'm not all that interested in the halftime show this year. I mean, oddly, the only thing I know about The Weeknd is he used to date that model of Hadid. I think it was Bella. That's about all I know about him. You know, I know he's had a couple hits. I think that they will.
I mean, he's got that song that I only know about five words to, so when I get it stuck in my head, it's on that loop. So that's always exciting. But, you know, the only thing I really know about him is the plastic surgery he had done. And I don't know if that was people just, you know, photoshopping his face or whatnot, but he looked like a, I don't know, something out of one of the Michael Jackson Thriller video. But yeah, I mean, for me, the halftime show is just really not that significant. I don't really, you know, care. And, you know, if you remember, even with all the controversial stuff and then Beyonce's performance, you know, everyone's, what do you think? Because it was a two, what, you know, the stuff behind it. And I'm like, I don't know. I didn't see it. I don't know what they did. I didn't watch any clips. I, you know, that's, she was hired by Pepsi. That's her stage. You know, do what you want to do. I don't care. But for your own sake, as long as you don't accidentally have a wardrobe malfunction, you'll be fine. You know.
Yeah. Well, you know, the odd thing for me with this one is, you know, I'm so used to it being somebody who has a gigantic catalog. You know, be it Prince or Bruce Springsteen or Lady Gaga, you know, or Britney Spears, Justin Timberlake, you know, the weekend, he's relatively new, you know, when it comes to being, I guess you would say, a hit maker. So I was a little surprised by, you know, by the choice, but I guess maybe they're trying to appeal to a younger audience, and obviously that's not me.
Well, and don't forget, all the, you know, a lot of the names you were naming are either old or not with us anymore. And, you know, even the familial situation, you bring up Britney Spears, you know, I don't know what her deal is right now, what, you know, if she's performing and traveling, but, you know, she has kids, and with the whole COVID thing, I'm sure, you know, not wanting to travel with everybody might be, you know, an issue, you know, because you're right, you know, they do pick a lot of artists with a high catalog, and then they seem to recycle, you know, so you'll see how many times have we seen Justin Timberlake perform, you know?
No. Well, you know, to be fair, he's a sports fan. You wonder if it's just an excuse to go to the game for free. So, you know, because that's all I would be using it for if I was famous, would be a way to get to these games for free. Can't hear you anymore. Where'd you go?
Yeah, I'm having a child meltdown right now.
Well, she woke up. So the joys of parenting while doing a podcast. So and just think, folks, pretty soon Dan will have two. Yeah, it won't be much longer now. So that'll be very exciting as the podcast moves along. But yeah, I don't know much, you know, much about the weekend. So, you know, and to be fair, I don't pay great attention to the halftime show. That used to be the time I would like to stack a bunch of food on a plate and start to eat. But unfortunately, I won't be doing that this year. So, you know, we'll have to see how different my menu is. It's just one of those things I have to deal with now. And but on the plus side, it's working for me, so I can't complain too much. That's the big thing. And, you know, of course, the food goes with it. You know, it's a big day if you're, you know, a pizza delivery guy, or now with, you know, Grubhub and Uber Eats and Dash and everybody else delivering food. They're going to be busy. So do you have your menu planned yet, Dan? Do you know what you're doing?
No, I'll probably figure it out Saturday night. We, you know, usually do the grocery shopping Sunday morning. So I'm going to do my own thing Sunday night for the Super Bowl.
You know, but yeah, you know, for a lot of people, that's a lot of the fun, is just trying to figure out, you know, you're going to make something, you're going to eat something. You know, for years I used to make chili every year. So, but yeah, just, you know, got again, like I said, got to go a different route this year. So we'll see what I can come up with, but it should be, you know, either way, as always, I hope we get a good game. You know, that's always such a negative when it's kind of like, oh yeah, and you get a blowout, or it's just not fun to watch. So, but I think it looks like we're set up for a pretty good game. And you know, I did mention yesterday, tomorrow you'll get Schomburg Stew's picks. But since I have Dan here and it's Thursday, and you know, he does go away, we don't get him back till Monday, Dan is going to make his picks, you know, while we got about 5 minutes left, so he can roll those in right now. So, Dan, what do you got? Give me the total of the game.
Total? Why you got to give me the hard ones?
Well, that'll tell me.
I did it. I hate picking the points. I don't know. It's going to be like 34-42, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay.
Don't take me on those numbers, but I kind of feel like it's going to be in that realm.
30. Are you taking Mahomes as your MVP?
Yeah, because I figured he'd be the reason Kelce'd be catching, right?
Yes. And general, you know, I mean, I think the last time quarterback didn't win was the year we got together at your place and Von Miller won the MVP. So,
oh, wow.
You know, it's a pretty good bet that whichever that quarterback is going to award. So,
now,
you know, that's Mahomes is the betting favorite. It's Mahomes and Brady. No surprise there that they're 1 and 2 in the to be the MVP favorite. And, it, you know, it's almost a guarantee if Tampa Bay wins that they give it to Brady just because it's Brady. So.
Yeah. Now, I'm assuming Schomburg Stu isn't listening.
You never know.
I mean, I don't think you would sway him in any way, but what are your thoughts? How do you think he's going to go? I'd like to just get your prediction on him. And what you think is going to be the result.
I kind of got the feeling he's going to take Kansas City, you know, because I'll make him pick the betting line as well, and he's been taking teams to cover. So I think he's probably going to take Kansas City and give the points. You know, and obviously with your score, you would have Kansas City covering because you have them by winning by more than 3.5. You know, and then my guess is he'll go with Mahomes as well as the MVP. You know, the big negative for it is we'll all be in an agreement because I think Kansas City's going to win the game as well. That means, you know, Mahomes will be the MVP. So, and you know how things go. Anytime we agree on a pick, you know what happens. So,
yeah, Tampa all the way.
Yeah. So just you know one of those things, but you know we'll see. Maybe he'll surprise. You know, being the fact that Tom Brady is closer to his age than Patrick Mahomes, maybe he'll go that way. You never can tell. We'll have to see. But of course, he'll make that pick again tomorrow. You know, while we're on air, so but we'll have everything all set and locked in and see who. You know, who can land closest to the score or got the, you know, who's got the right team winning.
Yeah, one last one for you. Have you ever really, do you remember a Super Bowl where I think you can, you really don't want either team to lose? And I think this is one of them. Is there one that sticks out to you that was similar to this? Maybe it's just me, but I feel like you'd love to see both these teams win, so.
You know, I mean, I'm sure somewhere down the line, you know, there's been matchups where it's like, oh, cool, I you know, whichever team wins, I'm okay with. But yeah, off the top of my head, you know, I can't really think of any. So, you know, if we had more time, I would look and see. But, you know, and obviously. You wonder if Patriot fans are rooting against Tom Brady, but well, I guess we'll have to see. Oh, we're taking off almost, and we want to talk to him on Monday. So we've got Kansas City winning 42-24, and Patrick Mahomes is in. So write this down. But again, you know, I'll be back tomorrow with Tom Brady. We'll be at 5:00 on the Tuesday.
Sports Time Radio.
Roll out.